Remember when chores ran your life? Laundry meant planning your whole day around a timer. Start a load, rush home, forget, rewash, repeat. In the kitchen, endless cookbooks and juggling ingredients. Those days are over. Now you're in charge with Samsung's new Bespoke AI appliances. The Samsung Bespoke AI Laundry Combo washes and dries in as little as 68 minutes. No transfers, no timers, no rewashing. And with the Family Hub Plus 32-inch screen built into your fridge, you've got personalized recipes, playlists, and even your favorite shows at your fingertips. And when your hands are messy, Auto Open Door makes life easier. This is home living made simple with Bespoke AI appliances. It's why Samsung is the appliance brand rated number one in customer satisfaction. Visit samsung.com/bespoke to learn more. Based on most consumer satisfaction awards, home appliance surveys, leading consumer research organization 2020 through 2024, Wi-Fi connection and Samsung account required.
You set the gold standard for your business. Your website should do the same. Wix puts you at the helm, so you can enjoy the creative freedom of designing your site just the way you want. Want someone to bounce your ideas off? Talk with AI to create a beautiful site together. Whatever your business, manage it from one place and tie it all together with a personalized domain name. Gear up for success with a brand that says you best. You can do it yourself on Wix.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Tell me exactly what you're writing in a message that you have in front of you right now.
So, this is actually sad. A cat that when me and Dwayne lived in London, in we minded his auntie and uncle's house in Hackney, stunning house. There was two cats, Billy and Suki, and I didn't really like cats before this. He was like, they're kittens, but like they ended up being like 8 years old. But I really formed a connection with this cat, Billy, and he used to sleep on my head.
Oh no, and, like, I shouldn't have asked.
I know, he's getting put down.
Oh, I shouldn't have asked.
I know. Should we talk about something else? He's lived a good life.
Oh,
he's lived a great life.
Just shows you don't be nosy. We just started the podcast. Fiona was glued to her phone. I said, come on now, tell us everything.
Share it with the class.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
That's shit.
It is. Yeah. But he lived a good life, but it's just always sad when a pet has. I feel like so many people in my life are having to put their pets down at the moment.
Jesus.
But anyway, let's not talk about this. I really had, I put so much in place yesterday to like have a Sunday that would set me up well for the week. Because last Sunday, I got like no sleep and I feel like I had like a terrible week as a result, because like then you're coming home, you're having a nap, you don't sleep properly that night.
And the whole thing is thrown. Yeah,
it was in bits. So my dad and my sister came over for pancakes. We went for a big walk. After they left, I was wrecked. I was thinking of going for a nap, but then I was thinking ahead to the night and I was like, I need to get really good earplugs, because the reason I haven't been able to sleep is because I live on the main road. It's so loud. I need to go and get, there's these earplugs that you get in Boots and they're like wax and they like kind of mold into your ear. So I was like, I need to go to Dundrum and get them. Got them, buy one get one half price.
Lovely.
Not too shabby. Came home, made my dinner, you know, shower, clean my room and everything. But the earplugs were the key component to making sure that I have a good week. And I did. I slept like well. I feel like today was good, a lot better than last week has been. And I just feel like we're on a good track. Booked a Pilates class for after work. This is really annoying.
No.
But you know,
it's just weird how you'd never hear anyone talk about earbuds or like, you know, in that way. And they really dominated my weekend in Spain as well.
Did they? Because you were in the, were you used to like sleeping in the kind of living area of the apartment?
I actually, it wasn't for sleep, these ones.
Oh.
It was because there was an air show on.
Oh yeah, you were
so
saying.
So we all went and got them. And then, so that was a big thing. We all went off and got our own earplugs and the kids wanted them, we wanted them and all the rest. They had the strings around the neck. Very smart.
Oh my God, I love those.
So that they don't fall off.
That's a strong look.
Then I came back last night and my friend's little sister, Abby, I was mentioning, was minding the dog. And like, she's such a queen. Anyway, top of the stairs on the landing, there was just kind of something I just thought was like a bit of rope, or, you know, almost like she bought something in the shop. I don't know, just caught my eye.
It was
something
the tag
that was left
or something, yeah.
But no, as I went to just clear it last night, it was her What do you call them? Earplugs.
Earplugs. What would you call them? Earbuds.
You know, they're buds. Make you think of the Bluetooth ones.
Yeah,
but obviously she's using them as well.
There you go.
I was like, I'm missing a trick.
And me and Callum were only talking about we might invest in. Do you ever get served these ads on Instagram for the Loop?
No, what's
ones?
That?
They're kind of like, they actually look like earbuds, like headphones, but they're noise cancelling. And there's ones you can get specifically for sleep. Might consider, just because.
Keep me in the loop on that one, would you?
Hey.
1038 Dublin. Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
How are we?
How are we doing?
God, this
welcome
is a bit of a
back,
joke
queen.
Now, the messing around here. No Dave this morning. Forgot he was away next.
I know. I thought, like, as a new employee, I should have, like, a consistent radio unit. And you guys are just always leaving me high and dry.
We're actually kind of a scatty relationship to join, aren't
we? Yeah, you're kind of like breadcrumb. Like, it's like a guy who won't text you back on that. Who's like, no, I swear I'll be there next week. Like, we'll have a great show.
It's like the threesome on which one of us fancy a bit of you 1 week.
It is a threesome. And I'm surprised no one has said that sooner. But you're back,
I'm
bronze
delighted.
Goddess, stunning
Shit
queen.
Lads, I will be sitting here and I'll be in your ears until the new annual leave kicks in 2026.
Yeah. Until
that.
The cheeky little city break comes around in September.
Come here, I was telling you, I didn't actually mention it on air, but I think you guys did. My friend's little sister, Abby, absolute queen, moved into the house for the weekend. I was minding my beloved little dog.
Yeah.
And I filled up a sweet press for her. I thought, I don't know, 20 child meanies?
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Oh my God. The crisp option in particular was stunning. We did go through this on the show. You had meanies, you had Doritos.
Yeah.
Did you have Skips?
Skips as well,
it? Yeah.
It was a bit of a deals haul, you know.
No, but that's what we want. Yeah, you had Viscounts, which I, a special shout out to those.
Oh, yeah,
love a minty biscuit.
Oh, same, mint choc for life. There was a few, like, yogurt slice
a few
moments.
Cream eggs left over from Easter.
Easter 2023, which we stopped. They were fresh.
But I came back yesterday and I was like, oh, I keep forgetting the 20-year-olds are healthy now.
Oh.
I had a little look in the sweet press. Not a single multi-pack of crisps had been opened. No,
matcha and granola girly.
No. Do you know what she had for her dinner the night before we flew out? She came to stay with us on Wednesday and we were flying early Thursday morning. So she came to the house on Wednesday. She propped her stuff over, like her healthy shop, to the fridge and said, I'm off to the gym.
Shut up. Girl, shut up.
She comes back from the gym. In the meantime, I have an oven pizza on for my friend Niall, who's on the way up to stay over to get the flight in the morning, and a few like chicken dippers. It's a weird 12.
Yeah.
And she comes home and makes porridge and fills it with protein powder.
I said,
is that your dinner? She said, yeah, I tend to have my bigger meal at lunchtime.
Oh, no.
I knew I'd made a big mistake.
No.
Spin is your number one hit music station. Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
Right. Unusual celebrity friendships. There's a new one just dropped. Exciting times. J-Lo, she's been kind of up and down the last while. I feel like she was on like such a big high and then she released her documentary and she broke up with Ben Affleck, and I just think it's kind of all been on a downward spiral. I feel like she's a little bit in her flop era, but she's trying to get it back. She's now mates with, take one guess, it's very random,
who her friend is.
They're from the UK.
Okay. It does strike me. I remember, like, which is the Kardashian sister? The one with all the kids.
Oh, Courtney and Addison Rae.
That was always very strange,
very strange
to me.
What are you talking about?
Just the age
She's
gap
20.
Was so
You're
significant.
44.
So we're talking J-Lo, who's a beautiful 50-plus-year-old lady.
In her prime,
from the
some
UK.
Might say.
Is she really good friends with Adele?
Oh, that would be fab. No, it's Joel Corey.
Sorry,
so close. Yes, so far.
No,
but I love that.
No, I don't believe you.
DJ Joel Corey of Geordie Shore villain shame. Fame and shame, to be quite honest. I'll never forget him from those times. And DJ, now. They have bonded. They bonded over... They partied together at World Pride in Washington, D.C. initially. He was DJing till 1 a.m. And then he plugged his like he got his phone on Bluetooth and started like playing a few tunes, and J-Lo and her dancers were up on the tables having a great time.
Right.
And then he proceeded to bring out a, it's the 20th anniversary of, do you know, Get Right? I'm about to sign you up. So it's that, it's the 20th anniversary of that. So Joel Corey has brought out a remix of it in celebration. It sounds a bit like this. Tripping a little more than I should be. So let yourself go and get right with me.
Brilliant, love it.
It's giving like holiday in Spain when you're about to go into like a free nightclub that inexplicably has like a prison on the like stage and you're about to ruin your life. Everyone knows what I'm talking about. Why is there a prison in every nightclub in Spain?
I can't believe their pals are just chalk and cheese.
Yeah, this is the best.
He's so lovely though. He's been on the show multiple times over the years and he's like a breath of fresh air.
Oh, really?
Oh, he's a sweetheart.
Because I can only think of when he was the worst man alive on Geordie Shore. Do you remember this? He was going out with Sophie and he was just a villain. He hated her. Okay. And it was just like, you know, when this lad who is like, anyway.
A few years back, I was going to Ibiza for the very first time and we had just interviewed Joel at Longitude and he said, geez, when you're coming over, let me know. You come to my gig. So all the people who listened to the show rallied around, sent him DMs going, are you going to follow up with them or what?
Stop.
And lo and behold, he brought us backstage. We had a drink with him before his gig. We got the treatment over in Ibiza. So I'm a big Joel
fan. So this is the real unusual celeb friendship. Emma Nolan and Joel Corey come through.
That's gas.
Well, yeah, it's himself and J-Lo. I love this. He said after he was like dancing on the tables with J-Lo, he went back home for his 36th birthday and his girlfriend had bought him some new bed sheets. I'm like, that's 36. Like one day you're partying with J-Lo, the next you're getting into the 200 credit card sheets. So other unusual celebrity friendships that I thought I'd take a look at. First up, Helen Mirren and Vin Diesel.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Dame Helen Mirren of Barbie voiceover fame and Vin Diesel. She's actually been in a couple of the Fast and Furious. Fast and Furious 9, which I think is about halfway through the installment. She said, the most random people just have chemistry and I adored Vin from the moment I met him.
Well, that's so true as well. It doesn't really matter sometimes what ages people are or like, you know, if they're maybe not the type of person. Like,
chemistry is chemistry.
If you get on, you get on.
Sorry, this is one for you actually. She played a therapist in Kendrick Lamar's music video for Count Me Out. Helen Mirren did. She's doing bits. Mm. Okay, Courtney Cox and Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, we know about this one because of Johnny McDay, don't we?
They're good pals. Yeah. So they met on The Late Late Show with James Corden and apparently ever since Ed has been crashing with the Friends alum every time he's in LA. Mm.
Yeah, they're always like, online together, aren't they?
Ed staying over again. roll out the sofa bed. I think everyone knows this one, Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart.
Oh, yes!
I was out walking yesterday and a bus with the two of them doing an ad for Bic Live drove past me and I was like, that's my girls. They are like Martha, obviously a businesswoman at heart, and Snoop, you know, he'll throw his hand to anything. They met when she was when he was making mashed potatoes on her show. I love it. Okay, one more. This one's for you, Callum. Pitbull and John Travolta.
What?
Did you know that?
No.
John Travolta may be the only person to call Mr. 305 by his Christian name, Armando Christian Perez.
Wow.
He can say that, but he can't say Idina Menzel.
The wickedly talented
Pitbull.
Here's Lisa, Doja Cat and Ray. It's called Born Again. Summer's number one hit music station. You are listening to Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Emma, Dave and Fiona here. Good morning.
Morning.
Dave away on his holidays this week.
Yes.
So I missed some of the big news last week. The Cabinet very kindly agreeing to extend and modify the rent pressure zones.
Ooh.
It was due to lapse at the end of this year, but essentially now, this just means that rent increases will be capped at 2% for the foreseeable future.
I get a rent email or letter like every September from my landlord.
Oh, yeah.
And it really makes me laugh because it's just the wording of it is phenomenal.
Oh,
so there's this 2%. I live in Santry and it's been in this 2% zone for a long time. So legally they can't up the rent by more than 2% or inflation, whatever is lower.
Mm-hmm.
And on the letter it says, right, your rent renewal is up for tender. Your landlord is not obliged to use the 2% and is actually allowed to reduce the rents if they so wish. And then the following line it says, your landlord has decided to up your rent by 2%.
Oh, no way! Like, of course. I didn't see that coming at all.
Surprise.
No way, not a chance.
A landlord being greedy? Crazy.
I don't believe it. With that in mind, I think it's Dublin Live have done a look at like all the different postcodes in Dublin and the average rents at the moment in these areas, right, per month. So let's play a little game of, is this Dublin postcode higher or lower in monthly rent than another one?
Right.
All right, we'll kick off. In Dublin 14. The average rent in Dublin 14 includes the likes of Churchtown, Moses Dundrum, Lower Rathfarnham, etc. is €1,857. Ooh,
gosh.
A nice leafy area.
Exactly. You got to pay for this.
For a bit of oxygen, you do. Is the average rent in Dublin 7, Cabra, Grange Gorman, etc., Fibs are in there as well, higher or lower than 1,857?
That's a great one because they're both coveted for different reasons.
Yeah.
Very gentrified, kind of area.
But and Phibsborough is fairly leafy as well. And
it is, But I'm going to say a Rathfarnham and Churchtown and the like old money higher.
Sorry.
So the next one would be lower.
So you're saying that Dublin 7
so I think
is
Dublin
lower.
7 would be lower. Apologies.
You're correct. Well done, lower. The average rent in Dublin 7 is 1,765.
Okay, so not much in it.
Let's move into town. Dublin 1, O'Connell Street, Parnell Street, etc. Higher or lower than 1,765?
I mean, it's nice to be in the middle of town, but you can't get as many nice oat flat whites probably in there. So I am going to say it's lower than Dublin 7.
The average rent in Dublin 1 is higher.
Fair enough.
£1,924.
Oh, blimey.
Deep up there. Let's move on. Is the average rent in Dublin 18? We're looking at Carrick Mines, Fox Rock, etc. here.
My hometown.
Yeah, Leopardstown.
Big reppin'.
Shout out, Brady's of Shankill. Big up.
Is it higher or lower than Dublin 1's £1,924?
I mean, you're working with some very posh areas in terms of Leopardstown and the like.
But they're miles away from town.
That is very hard. They are. When you are on that green line, Lewis, you do lose the will to live. Same could be said for the red. No, we'd have to say lower. Lower, surely. On average.
It's higher.
Oh, stop.
The average rent in Dublin 18, £2,151.
Sorry, don't do it to yourselves. Don't move out to those cherry wood new builds if you're thinking about it. Guys, don't.
Just be homeless. Back to the city centre now. Is the average rent in Dublin 2, we're looking at St. Stephen's Green, Dame Street, Temple Bar, higher or lower than £2,151?
Oh, that's got to be higher.
It's actually lower, you know. Now, ever so slightly, the average rent in Dublin 2, £2,063. So you're telling me you could be literally an hour away from town and pay more than what you'd pay in the inner city in Dublin 2.
That is a joke. That is a joke, and I'm speaking from personal experience. I tell you where I'd rather be.
Back out to Dublin 4 now.
Ah, well.
Ballsbridge, Donnybrook and all the rest, Sandymount. Is the average rent there higher or lower than 2,063?
Gotta be more like 7 gold bars.
Yeah. They don't deal with anything as common as money in those parts. Surely we're saying higher.
Yeah. But again, by £200-ish, £2,236. Yeah. Dublin 12 now. Let's go to your new neck of the woods, Fiona.
Please, I was hoping you would.
Crumlin, there's parts of town you were in there. Bluebell, Perrysdown, Walkinstown. Higher or lower than £2,236?
I mean, I know where I choose personally, and it's Crumlin all day, but I would say Dublin 12 has got to be a bit lower than that.
It is. It's £1,633. And finally,
that's what I'm talking about.
To my neck of the woods, Dublin 16, parts of Dundrum in there, Rockbrock, Ballinteer, Rathfarnham. Is the average rent there higher or lower than 1,633?
I'd say that's a tough one now.
Yeah. Because they're both out the way. Yeah.
No, it's got to be higher. And for what, I'd say?
And for nothing.
For what?
It's...
Don't say it's lower.
It's a tiny, tiny bit higher. They're kind of neck and neck, 1,700.
By the skin of me teeth.
By the skin of me teeth. But it's funny when you look at that because, like, I'm paying 500 more than what the average rent in that area is.
That's absolutely
sickening. So we know now that Dublin 22 is the cheapest area. The average went 1,381, still an absolute rob. Mm. And the most expensive, Dublin 4, 2,236.
I can't believe how high Dublin 18 was. You are out in the sticks for real.
Yeah.
What are you paying for an industrial estate?
So true.
With a spa where the drinks are never that cold.
not for me. We must talk, okay? Oh. My mom is an artist, all right?
Yes.
And when my mom takes photos, she doesn't just take a normal photo, like she does sometimes. But for example, over the weekend, I was in Spain with my family and my little niece, her name is Florence, and we were swimming in the pool and there's like a little kind of island thing in the middle of the pool.
Cute.
My mom says, look up, girls, for a photo, right? But my mom just won't take the photo of me and Florence dead on. She'll go and find a tree somewhere in the complex and she'll find some branches to take a photo through.
Right?
So like there's all these like tree, like branches and leaves, and then you just kind of make us out in the middle of this beautifully framed photo through
NCAA
the whatever.
NCAA queen.
But I have to say, I think she's taken the biscuit and I think this may have been a step too far.
Oh God.
My boyfriend Jack and I were staying at my parents' place over there and we were on the sofa bed, okay?
Yeah.
So we were kind of conscious in the morning that my parents were getting up, so, you know, we'd kind of get up a bit earlier as well or whatever. But as I arrived home yesterday, my mom was just in touch saying, have you landed? All good, blah, blah, blah. And she said, this is the words for message. Just thought this was cute this morning. Two sets of tanned legs. And my mother had taken a photo of me and Jack's legs while we were asleep.
Stop!
And she thought it was a really arty photo. I know this is a visual medium, but we're clearly... Sorry?
Can I put it on the spin Instagram?
Yeah, you can.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Did Jack know he'd be getting his toes out on the spinstagram?
Jack was absolutely curled around laughing at this last night. So the photo, Jack's feet are facing the camera. I must apologise for my dirty soles in the background.
They're not that bad.
Ah, they're not straight now, to be honest.
I've seen far worse.
So we're in the middle of the sitting room and she gets up and we're obviously fast asleep. And she takes a photo of, thank God, like it looks like we are not covered. I promise we have sheets over us. You just can't kind of make it out in the angle of that photo. But literally, just thought this was cute this morning. Two sets of tanned legs.
Stop. Do you know what? The distance between you guys is very, we are staying on our parents' sofa bed.
Yes.
It looks like you're like in different counties.
It does actually, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, get away from me. And it's also very like obvious that we're hot.
Yeah.
Get your sweaty back
Honestly,
off me.
Don't touch me.
I'm telling you, arty people, man. You gotta love us. Khaki Kit now at Spin. That's not my name. That's not my name. Doesn't sound the same really, does it? Without the
I think we were too shy to do it after we brained it so much the first time. But just know, inside, I was
And hopefully that was what you were doing as well in Dave's absence this morning. Listen, this is That's Not My Name, the game where you come on the show with absolutely no hints or clues. We try to guess your name, all right? We're each going to get three chances at getting your name correctly. And if we get your name wrong, you say the name of the game, which is...
That's Not My Name.
However, if we get your name correct... Chaos will ensue in studio. We will be set up nicely for the week. You will say, that is my name. And you'll win a massive 38 IMC Cinema passes. No joke, no lies. 38, because it's been such a long time since we had a winner on this.
Incredible.
You've been sending in your voice notes. Producer Colm is the only person who's heard those voice notes. You listening will hear them. Fiona and I will not. And we will kick off with player one after this. Headphones off, Fiona.
Hands on.
Player one, let's get it one.
Hello, player one.
Hey, hello.
Ooh.
Talk about saying the bare minimum and getting a great reaction. Okay, player one, let's do this. Is your name Paul?
No, Emma, nope.
Nope, nope, nope.
I like
That's
how
not
you
your
had
name.
To think about it, though. Took you a minute. Is your name Patrick?
Nope.
Okay.
Player one, is your name Brian?
No.
Tell us what your name is, sir.
So my name is Anton. I'm originally from Estonia.
Anton.
They used to call me Anto in Ballymun when I used to live there.
Good stuff.
Hey, that's how you know you're a real local.
Yup,
I over Anto.
Yup.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry we couldn't sort you out this morning, sir. Thanks for playing along.
No problem. Have a good week. Thank you.
Bye, Anton.
Bye. Okay, listen, we still have two chances. The odds are not in our favour because there's no odds in this game. It's pure fluke. But let's go with a bit of hope this morning. Headphones off in the room.
Good morning, Finn. My name is Jane.
Player two, let's speak to you.
Morning, player two.
Is this me?
It's you.
It's you.
Good morning.
Good morning, darling.
Girl.
How are you doing?
I'm great, thanks. Just stuck in traffic.
Oh, you're stuck the in joys. Traffic. Ooh, okay. Who gets stuck in traffic? Is your name Sinead?
That's not my name.
Yeah. Is your name, I'm going to stick with an S, Sandra?
Ooh.
That's not my name.
Should I stick with an S? Is your name Susan?
That's not my name.
Oh, my God. No, player go two, on. Tell us.
Can I just tell you?
Yeah,
the first
tell us.
Guess is my name in Irish, if that helps.
Oh, so what's the English of it?
Jane.
I didn't know
so you got it right.
The Irish. Okay, so technically.
Kind of.
Callum is very
head.
Strict.
Jane, sorry about that. Thanks for giving it a go.
Sorry, Jane.
Thanks anyway. Bye.
I swear, Fiona, and I swear to you listening, this game can be won.
I struggle to believe it. And also, Callum, you're no crack. You could have gave us that.
Okay. Headphones off for the final time this morning on That's Not My Name in the Room.
My name is Laura.
Player three, it's not going to be me.
How are you, player three? What was that, Callum?
Good, how are you?
Good. Okay, player three, let's do this. Let's guess your name correctly. Player three, is your name Lauren?
Ooh.
That's not my name.
Not Lauren. Okay, player three, let's just do it. Is your name Emma?
That's not my name.
Curse.
Player three, final chance on this morning. Is your name Fiona?
Oh.
That's not my name.
Damn it.
Oh,
okay.
On, player three.
What's your name?
My name is Lauren.
No.
And I said Lauren.
So
oh my God, were
so
you raging
close.
When you heard that?
I thought you got it, I really did.
Oh no, hi.
Oh my God, I'm sick. I'm sorry, Laura.
Oh, Laura,
no
I wish
worries.
We could have done that for you.
Have a good day. Thanks
bye,
for listening.
Guys.
You too, bye.
Bye. Okay, we roll on. Next Monday on That's Not My Name, your shot at winning 40 IMC Cinema Passes.
That is insane.
Wowee. Imagine if this goes to like 2,500.
Like, who has 39 people to bring to the cinema? And I know it sounds not possible in this game, but we did get close this week.
We did.
Which is like Jane and Laura Lauren. Mm. Jane Sinead, which I didn't know.
Our time will come. All right?
Definitely.
It's going to happen.
Spins Fully Charged is on. Waking you up
with McDonald's. The only way to start the day. Breakfast served until 11 a.m.
1038. Dublin. On it, on
it, on it. Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Spins.
Your number one hit music station. On it, on it.
Let's go. Welcome to a brand new week. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. Dave off on his holidays this week. Hope all is good.
Good morning. How are you doing? Father's Day yesterday.
Oh, yes.
I feel like everyone thought it was Father's Day the Sunday before. I feel like a lot of people made that mistake. So by the time the real one rolled around, kind of didn't know what to do. So I said to my dad, come over for pancakes. So my dad and myself, why are you laughing?
It's so cute.
Do you think?
Yeah.
My pancakes are pretty famous. It all started when years ago, Dwayne said he'd make us pancakes for breakfast. And to say he had a nervous breakdown in the kitchen trying to flip one pancake, he was like, just don't come in here. He was like, no, don't. He was genuinely in a mood for about a week. Like, so I was like, right, I'll kind of make my pancakes a thing. They were like big over lockdown. And I, for the two of us, because obviously that's all who was locked down. And I kind of tend to make like 50 of them just because that's what the recipe yields. Mm. And they're pretty small because I use like, you know, the porridge scooper to measure.
Oh, yeah.
Because so the pancakes are small, they're easier to flip. The stakes are low. So I was making
an interesting way to use the porridge scoop.
Yeah, we like to be a multi-use household. Do you know what I mean? So I had this massive stack of pancakes for my dad, my sister, and then my partner, Dwayne, who we lived together, so he was there as well. Sausages, bacon, maple syrup, strawberry, sugar, lemon, Nutella, the works. And do you know when like your family get an insight into how you live and you feel really ashamed? Because everyone had finished their pancakes really quick. We normally have about 20 of them each because I make such a massive batch. But because it was shared between four, I feel like everyone only got like four or five. And I was like, guys, do you need more? I was like, do you need some toast or anything? And they were like, are you joking? They were like, that is the most food we've ever had for breakfast. And I was like, oh yeah, same. I don't usually eat like double that.
It's good to be back, and I know I've been away a lot, but that's me now. You'll be sick of me because I'm not going anywhere now until 2026. Yeah. I know the annual leave is running very dry. Anyway, had a great time away. I was in Spain just with my family. I mentioned on the show several times before that my auntie and stuff lives in Spain, my granddad's in Spain, all the rest. But there was a massive gang of us heading away based on the fact that my sister's husband's family decided to join us last year. So the gang, I suppose, greatly expanded on the back of that as well.
Is that like one of those things where like you say at a family event and you guys should all come as well, and then they actually follow through and you're at the airport being like, I can't believe they actually agreed
exactly,
to come.
Exactly. There was a huge gang, and my boyfriend Jack, obviously it was kind of his maiden voyage going away on a family holiday with us, if you know what I mean. But I kind of left going to on the holiday with like, oh my god, like all my family and friends are there, and I feel like those friendships and family connections have left me. And I've come back with very little of them because my boyfriend Jack stole them all.
Ah, that's shocking. That's terrible altogether now.
Now, this kind of was it was destined to be this way because we arrived on the Wednesday and the few that had been there for a few days before, the boys, you know, like all the lads.
Not the lads, lads.
The lads had decided that Wednesday was going to be worst shirt Wednesday. So that basically that night at dinner, the person who showed up in the worst shirt wouldn't have to pay for their meal.
Okay, I like it.
Lads love a challenge, apparently, or something like this.
That sounds like something that I would come up with as well. I love a bit of alliteration there, like top 10 Tuesday. Worst shirt Wednesday. That's a bit of me now.
My brother-in-law and you would be exactly very, very similar like that. So this was, my brother-in-law's brainchild, would you say. So as soon as we arrived, I was old news because the boys had to go and find a shirt. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, so they went and bought new. That's what I was worrying. I was like, did they see an ugly shirt in someone's luggage and be like, right, we have to make this a thing because the absolute state of that yoke. They had to go out and purchase.
Just a bit of crack. So Jack and my best friend, Niall, my best friend for about 12 years, were like, we're off to get a shirt. Like, we'll see you later. And I was like, oh, I'm not even welcome to come and look. Grant,
you're like not part of this.
Real stag do vibes about this.
It is.
So off they went. They got their shirts, and that night at dinner, the boys really bonded and came together because my brother-in-law's family, the boys involved there, all came to dinner in women's blouses.
Okay.
And little kind of cravats. They really kind of leaned into the whole thing, right? So they had great crack, lads. As a result, like, photos were taken of all the big groups of the lads and stuff like that.
Yeah.
For example, my pal Niall, who I just mentioned, friends for 12 years, put up a post last night of his holiday. He was there for a few days. 1, 2, 3, 4. There's 7 photos from his holiday. I appear in one of them. In the other photos on this holiday, and this is Niall now, not even Jack. Jack features in the first one. He features in the third one. He features in the fourth one. He features in the fifth one.
What?
My family feature in more than I do. My sister's in there.
Stop.
He has a photo of my nephew in there. Even it came down to my trusty gal, the kid who I really feel like
loves
me so much.
Don't.
Florence.
Not Florence.
I'm there, decked out, ready to jump in that pool and do whatever I need to do to entertain the 6-year-old.
Of course.
Jack! Jack, will you play with me?
No.
Jack, will you throw hoops and I'll find them?
The amount of love that you have given Florence on this show.
Oh.
She is like number no child compares to Florence.
Yeah, no, we know, and like you would jump through hoops for her, you planned her the best birthday party ever. What thanks do you get?
My own father. Jack, do you want to go for a drink?
Sorry.
Hello.
Jim.
Hello, I'm right here. And the thing that really hurt me yesterday, really hurt me. We were in the airport, Jack and I flying home. My friend Niall had left the day before. And I'm sitting beside Jack waiting to go. See his phone light up. It's worse than if a girl was texting him, to be honest.
Don't.
I'd rather find out that he's back on Tinder.
Yeah.
Than the hurt I felt when I saw my best friend Niall just casually message Jack.
Oh my God. What do you have to talk about? What are you texting about?
I was like, are you texting Niall? And he was like, yeah, I've been chatting to him across the day, just, you know, he's getting on since he got home.
He's like, don't be looking at my phone. That's
honestly
private.
I'd have been less hurt if he was on Hinge saying, I want to move on, I'm done. You and Niall.
Emma, that is devastating.
Are just casually texting now. Never bring your fella anywhere, I swear to God. It's Raven Lanay now. This is Love Me Not at Spin.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
It's Lady Gaga and Abracadabra. This is Spin. And just listen, bear in mind, if you're hoping to get yourself to Longitude, the FOMO, of course, will kick in the week of if you don't have your tickets. We can sort you out. Well, we can't. Michaela Hayes can at Spin. She's here from 10 o'clock this morning and she has weekend passes to give away every single day again this week. Make sure you're with her from 10 to win.
Not too shabby. Or if you want to retreat to simpler times and just remember how it feels to be a baby, which is a bit of a phenomenon happening on TikTok at the moment, you know, rather than going out to a festival and living your life, maybe you just want to roll around on the ground and have a dummy. I don't know. It depends. Well, you could do both. You could do that at Longitude.
True.
Wouldn't look out of place. We love it. So Gen Zs and Millennials are using... The reason I'm talking about this is because Gen Zs and Millennials are apparently using tummy time to cure tech neck.
Tech neck. Oh, there's a term for the pain you get in your neck.
When you like are constantly like bent over to be like looking at your phone, or if you're bent over on your laptop or your desktop and work, you know, what have you. If you're bent over playing games on your iPad, for whatever reason you might be.
Same but very different. On my birthday I saw a photo that was taken of me and I went online and ordered a posture corrector.
Did you?
I'm still waiting for it to arrive. But
no
essentially, you wear it, say if you've got a t-shirt on, you put it on over the t-shirt and under your jumper and it just pull it back at the back. So I'll be sitting here lovely soon, guys.
That's good going.
Yeah.
Because I actually went to drama school. Not sure if you guys know. And like 99% of drama school is learning how to like stand up straight, walk properly, everything. So when I like started realigning my posture, my brother would always be like, and I'd obviously never stood up straight like that. I'd like slouched for my whole life. And he was like, why are you sticking your boobs out like that? But that's just like, you look completely different
when you
like align yourself. Yeah. So looking forward to seeing those girls out. First thing I see in the morning, girl. Sorry, went on a bit of a curveball there. But okay, it's still a position that's technically exclusive to babies. Okay, someone was very happy writing that over the weekend. But okay, adults of the digital age who are constantly staring down at their devices or hunching over top a laptop are now remedying their poor posture and troublesome tech neck with tummy time. Mm-hmm. There was a girl on TikTok saying that this is what she does to cure her neck pain.
It does make sense. This is what she said on TikTok.
No, it's good.
What am I doing? I am doing tummy time. I have tech neck, and they say if you just do tummy time, it will help correct it. So instead of scrolling, sitting in a chair looking down, I am just on my tummy, and I'm scrolling with my phone in front of me.
Oh, right, the phone's still there.
Some might say just put your phone down for a while. Call me crazy. Like, tummy time is for babies who like need to learn how to hold their heads up. I just don't think it's good for you to be down on your belly and like then with your head up still looking at the phone. But it did get me to thinking, like, what are other things that we would like to do that babies have?
Oh, yeah.
Tummy time, I don't know if it's personally for me.
Yeah.
But of course, I would never say no to a nap. And I never do.
Yeah.
So that is one for sure. One that's a bit more niche. You know the dresses with the matching underwear? Do you know when you buy something for your friend's baby and it's like a little summer dress and it comes with the little knickers to match?
Yeah.
And you put them over a nappy.
Yeah.
And they have full coverage for if, you know, you fall down the stairs.
Yeah.
And I just love them. I love the full coverage moment.
The closest we've got to that is a skirt.
A skirt is good, but it doesn't have like little flowers and blueberries on it.
And it doesn't cover like the bigger bum.
Exactly. We want one for that big booty. And if it comes with a little matching bonnet, even better.
And mittens.
Oh, the mittens. That is what I want to be cutting around in this summer.
Imagine the convenience, though, going into your wardrobe going, oh, there it is. The full thing.
The full thing.
Knickers not included. I'm off to work.
Matching frilly socks. Yeah. We're sorted. Yeah. I really want that. Okay, next up. I am so jealous when babies have these rusks. Do you know those hard crackers. Biscuits? They're kind of like a sweet biscuit that babies get when they're teething. Mm. And I know they're always like covered when it's drool and they've probably been like dropped on the floor and picked back up you know, snot and the rest. Yeah. But they always look delicious.
I'd always have a little nibble now.
Of a rusk.
I would, yeah.
Okay. And dip it into a bit of sunshine orange. Is that that weird porridge? Sunny orange, is it?
Yeah.
It's like a baby mix thing.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
But yeah, sunshine
big
orange.
Fan of a rusk.
Yes. Okay. The baby walker with wheels.
Oh,
do you know when they and the absolute weapons? Like when you go over to like a friend or a niece or nephew's house, and they're cutting around in this yoke, and you're like, I am losing a toe today.
Are you talking about the ones where you sit the bum in, and then you're and you've got like,
and they have a desk full of bits.
You were talking about the office here and how they're gonna they're changing the whole office. It's under construction.
Yeah.
Why can't all our desks just be like that?
Exactly.
Just wander around.
And we have fun
in
things.
The middle.
On the front, like I have my Stanley cup, I have a little coffee, I have some, I don't know, maybe some roasted nuts for a bit of protein, my phone, my snacks, you know, just
tell them I've something to tell you there, I'll roll over to you at my desk. I'm so up for that.
And then we were talking about this with producer Callum, and this was more than I needed to know. He said, I love to be bathed.
And he didn't say that, did he?
I don't think we're there yet.
When did he say this?
This is when we were talking about this story earlier.
He said he loves to be bathed.
He wants to be bathed.
Someone to wash my hair for me. That would be like...
That's not what you said, Callum. Go to the hairdresser if you want your hair washed. Very service available to many people. You want to get in a bath.
In other words,
you want someone to throw the measuring jug of water
and
at Johnson's
your
baby.
Eyes.
Head back, honey. Johnson's no tears for Callum.
Are you okay, Callum?
I'm very alone.
I've always said I'd love to be small enough to be like that little baby up on the bosom having a little nap.
Yeah,
beautiful.
That's good.
I don't know how lucky they are.
The bosom.
Rudimental now. This is all I know. It's Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
We were just talking there about what stuff do babies have that we would like to have, because there's a girl on TikTok doing tummy time to cure her tech neck from scrolling down, or from hunching over looking at her phone.
You were talking about certain baby foods, and Callum just having a look there. The range of baby food has obviously changed quite a bit since the 90s. Chicken dinners on offer, bolognese, cottage pie, risotto with chickpeas and pumpkin.
Hello.
What's going on here?
That must be in a Southside kitchen. Southside crash.
One thing I wish was more of an accepted thing.
Go on.
Sometimes I just couldn't bother going to the toilet. Just give me a nappy.
You know they were bringing them back for some gigs.
I was thinking, for a gig in particular, just let me go here and deal with it in a while.
Yeah.
Sometimes in the middle of the night, do I have to be getting up and going to the loo?
It is. It's always when you just get comfortable.
Yeah.
I think you and Jack are at the stage now. Just whip out the adult nappy. Yous are there.
Dublin traffic.
I have a question for you this morning, okay? And this is something actually I'm surprised I haven't brought to the show before in the near 3 years we've been on air here. Did your pet have a job, or does your pet have a job? I mean, something actually practical and helpful.
Are they paying their way?
Exactly, exactly. I want to bring it back to circa 1995.
Nice.
We're looking at Terran Yore in Dublin, and that's where I was born and where I lived until my family left and moved to Waterford, okay, when I was six. They left in 1999. So I was in school in Pius's, in Pius's National School.
Love it.
And a really good friend of mine was also our next door neighbour, and our parents were friends. And their dog was called Fred, R.I.P. He was a golden retriever. He was a great boy. And around the estate when I was a kid, I still have memories of Fred. It was a different time. He'd be left out to wander. Do you know the way now in like Dublin estate, you wouldn't leave a dog go off wandering?
No.
Fred would call house to house. He'd get his belly rubs. He'd get his treats. And everyone would love to see him
coming out.
They'd be thrilled. He was an incredibly...
Are yous coming out?
Are yous coming out? Exactly. But he was a very intelligent dog, and he was incredibly well trained. I know this is hard to believe, and it sounds like he should be calling social services on our parents, but look, different times. This was 1995. When we were walking to school, junior infants, my friend and I, we wouldn't be walked or dropped to school. There was no school run for my parents because the dog Fred walked us to school.
Shut up.
That's the truth. I say this to my mother now, and she's like, stop, Jesus, stop talking about
it.
That's terrible.
My
God. Oh, that's just terrible. Oh, my God, stop. I just can't cope.
It was a nanny dog.
It was to the point where we would leave. Come on, Fred, drop the girls to school. Fred would walk with us. We'd pass the lollipop lady. She'd be like, good morning, Fred. Good morning, girls. Fred would be so smart to wait for the call from the lollipop lady to cross the road with us. We would arrive at the gates at St. Pius' school. My friend, as in his owner, would say, Fred, go home. Go home. And Fred would walk back loyally within 5 minutes back to the house. He would wait again, the lollipop lady would say, for the cross the road in his own. And he would rock back into his estate and wait for pickup at whatever time it was, maybe 2 o'clock or whatever at the time. And I told the story to Callum like last week, and he's like, how have you never told me this before? And I was like, oh, it was the 90s. Anything goes.
No,
we'd
but
be waiting. We would not. Sometimes now on pickup, he'd be a few minutes late and you'd be getting worried.
Fred.
And then he'd like come, he'd be jogging for you. Hello, I'm here. I'm here. Come on, girls. Let's go.
Running up in his PJs with his hair wet, being like, I can't deal with these kids. I'm here. I'm here. Mom guilt.
And that's the way it used to run. And that's how we did it. And it was perfect. And again, very different times in the 90s. But with that in mind, it might not have to be that extreme. I highly doubt you send your child off, your dog, to school in 2025. But what jobs at all do your pets have? Maybe they close the door for you. Maybe they grab your phone for you. Maybe, and again, it's very old school, they go out and get the paper for you.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, it's so cute, yeah. 087-711-1038. Your voice notes, please. Did your pet have a job? Does your pet have a job? R.I.P. Fred. I've never cried as much over an animal as I did when poor Alfred passed away.
Didn't he raise you?
Exactly. He was like my third parent, yeah. That poor boy. Right now, what's the crack?
Good morning.
I just asked you to get in touch if your pet has or had a job at any stage. I'm bringing it back to 1995 now-ish, circa that time, maybe 1996. And a friend of mine, her dog, our parents were very good friends and we lived in the same estate in Terranure. And we went to school in Pius's and essentially, it's mad to think now, it is actually crazy. But my friend's dog, Fred, he was a golden retriever and he was a great boy. He used to drop us to school and that is no word of a lie. He would get us in the morning, he'd see us off, our parents were mad about him. He would drop us to the door, we'd pass the lollipop lady and all the rest on the way and she'd say, morning, Fred, morning, girls. Fred would then be told, go home, go home, go home. He would go home, he'd come for pickups sometimes. But he was our walk to school and I think it really puts my mother to shame whenever it's mentioned. She's like, please stop talking about that. So we're asking you if your pets did or do have a job. This person would like to stay anonymous. Not exactly sure why. Let's see.
I need to remain anon to not get my parents in trouble. But a bit like Emma and her dog walking to school, we had a Labrador who would babysit for us.
Oh.
There was one night where they just couldn't get a babysitter for us. So they just left us with the dog. It was the best night ever. We all fell asleep on the sofa together.
Oh, that's so
that's
cute.
That's pretty wholesome.
It's very
homeward-bound vibe.
Exactly. It's very homeward-bound. It's very Disney, I was going to say as well. Different times, lads. The dog was probably really good. He wasn't off on his phone or using the house phone.
Exactly. Bringing his boyfriend over.
Exactly. None of that. Wasn't pulling out something from the top shelf in the other house.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Filling it back up with water.
Probably better. Exactly. Better off with the dog. Elaine is standing by as well. Does your pet have a job?
Our pet does have a job.
He opens the door for us.
Who
in the
does?
Playroom.
Is it a dog? Is it a cat? Is it a horse?
A cat.
A cat.
A cat opens the door for you.
Yeah, if we're carrying too much in our hands or anything else, he'll just bob up and pull the handle down and in we go. Isn't that right?
He pulls the handle down.
Strong cat you got there.
He's a very smart cat. And then we had to put a lock on the door, like a padlock on the door. Because if you're not in the house, sometimes he'll come in and just open the door and let himself into the kitchen. And where does he go into?
In the bin.
Into the bin.
Oh, of course. Yeah, all the best stuff is in there. Yeah.
He can do that too. He can open the press under the sink with his paw.
Oh my God.
It sounds like your cat has thumbs.
I know.
Elaine and gang, thank you very much for that.
Thanks, girls.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
I love it. On the other hand of this, my dog, Danish, I was briefly talking about this last week on the show, is the most unemployed dog going. So far as she's threatened by any dog that has a job. Like, she hates sheepdogs, German shepherds, Labradors. She started barking, going crazy at a guide dog before. I swear to God, on the Sundrive Road, she makes a holy show of us at every time. I think it's like, look, she wouldn't be the bride. Like, she probably got abandoned because she wasn't a great hunter, is our theory about her.
Yeah, yeah.
So the fact that she could never really fulfill her role in employment. Now, anytime she sees a dog, like a Garda dog, anything like that, she mouths off like no one. Danish is on the dole. But she... what she lacks in employable skills, she makes up for in love.
Well, there you go.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Soccer Raid was last night.
Mm-hmm.
Charity football game. They're raising funds for UNICEF. Over 15 million they raised last night. Yeah, insane.
That's
so
incredible.
It was a game that was like England versus the rest of the world, essentially, right?
Oh,
so,
they love that, don't they?
Tom Grennan was playing fullback for England. But on the other rest of the world team, our very own Nicky Byrne was in goal.
No way.
Yeah. I hope he got a few solid saves.
Oh my God, slay.
Louis Tomlinson played for England, and then you're kind of in the mix with just regular football players as well.
Yeah.
Would you not be mortified? It should just be celebs versus, why would you mix the football players into it to show you up?
Yeah.
Like Wayne Rooney scored for England yesterday.
Oh, stop.
Like, and he's against...
Did he score against Nicky Byrne?
Well, I'm not sure, but Dermot Kennedy played for the rest of the world as well.
Last night?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll give that a look.
How did you miss that, Emma?
Oh, yeah. Have a little look at that.
We'll have a look.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Good morning and welcome to a brand new week. Heatwave is coming, we hear.
Yes, up to 26 this week, apparently.
Sexy.
What are you going to be doing with that in the Irish sun at all? Going to be jumping headfirst into the canal with you. I was talking on the show last week. My mother-in-law, Dwayne's mom, was staying with us during the week.
Ben from Donegal.
Yes. So it's
brilliant accent again.
Not too bad. It's very complicated. So I actually must talk about this in more detail. So she is from Donegal. She now lives in Cork, and he lived in Cork for a while, and it's a whole incestuous situation. Well, not incestuous, but maybe because there's Donegal connections.
And then he was born
in Limerick. He lived in London for a while. We'll do it all. But she brought me some beauty products. Something I know. And there was more than one anti-aging product in there, which I love. I am a bit of a skincare fiend. I was happy about
it. Okay, just quick PSA. If you're a mother-in-law, don't give your to-be's daughter-in-law anti-aging products a few months out from their wedding.
Hand cream for dark spot prevention.
Beautiful.
Well, look, I've been using it all the time, but the plot thickens. We're in a WhatsApp group, the three of us, and she just sent in this morning, sneaky kitchen swaps to transform your waistline and gut health fast - before it's too late.
Wow.
What is she trying to tell
Ominous.
Us? What is she trying to tell
She's
us?
She's trying to tell you, you know, sort out your face, sort out everything, and sort out your hands before
Leave
the wedding.
Leave my son. Get it done. Message received.
Thank you, Lavinia. Very much. What's her name?
Lavinia.
Lavinia?
You know what I mean. Lavinia with the hand cream. Isn't that... You're getting the vibe?
Her name is Lavinia.
I know, it's very posh. No, I love Lavinia, jokes aside, and I love skincare.
Never
but I will
that.
Not be making any changes in the kitchen. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Summer's number one hit music station. How are we?
On the show this morning, who lives in a pineapple under the sea? Find out next. No, for real, we're talking about this now. Because rapper Ice Spice is due to star in a new SpongeBob movie. Hello.
Okay.
Very good. You know Ice Spice with the curly red hair and the necklace of herself? Some might say quite cartoon character-esque.
Mm. So she's gone quiet as well. Curry's not really doing much, so maybe this is the next
she's
step.
She's getting ready for SpongeBob.
Yeah.
This is what it was all leading towards. So the reason this kind of came about is because back in 2022, Ice Spice shared a snippet of a song that was kind of, a lot of fans noticed that it sounded like something out of SpongeBob SquarePants. I feel like these must be like super stans who like know all the intricacies of SpongeBob, because it doesn't hugely sound like it to me, but you can tell me what you think.
How can I lose if I'm already toast? Like, if she's feeling hot, then I make up clothes and I get a tie every time that I post.
Oh, I kind of hear it. I'm not even
really? The
biggest SpongeBob not in the rap, but in the
Oh, yeah, okay. So maybe that's what people were talking about. I love how, like, if ever in doubt, Ice Spice just hits you with a, like, I got another little.
Well, the song is called Bikini Bottom as well. Oh, so which that is. Which is also relevant. Titling.
That is that's kind of a clue, yeah. I guess. That's where it was.
Yeah, it's very loosely.
Yeah. No, I'm being sarcastic. That's obviously a very big clue. But obviously, yeah, no worries. So now things are coming full circle for her. She is going to join the cast of the upcoming SpongeBob SquarePants movie. Very, very exciting. But it inspired me to play a little game with you this morning, Emma.
Yeah.
A very exciting game of did these actors star in SpongeBob or not?
Oh, this is such a Dave game. I wasn't the biggest SpongeBobber.
It's a little bit of a Dave game.
I sure as hell understand how big of a pull SpongeBob SquarePants has on people. So
yeah,
let's do this.
So some of these you would be surprised at, and that's your only clue I'm going to give.
And it's been going for like over 20 years as
it
well.
It has.
It's almost like who starred in The Simpsons, do you know?
Yeah.
Longevity.
And yeah, it does have a cult following and like, yeah, people love the kind of hidden meanings and so on. So with that in mind, did Meghan Markle star in SpongeBob?
I think, considering everything the poor girl has faced in years, that would have
been.
She had
a history of an actor, an actor.
I think that would have been held against her more publicly, so I'm going to say no.
You're right, Meghan Markle did not star in SpongeBob. Did the late rock star David Bowie star in SpongeBob?
Oh. When did Bowie pass?
2016, all downhill since then.
Yes, he was a bit of crack.
You're absolutely correct.
Okay.
You're good at this. He appeared in a special season 5 episode, Atlantis SquarePants, in which SpongeBob and the gang travel to the mystical land of Atlantis.
No way.
Yeah, very nice.
I think David Bowie's just a bit random for spin, so that was my clue.
Right. Okay. I hate when people get too clever for these games. Next up, did Johnny Depp star in SpongeBob?
Johnny Depp, obviously famously
the pirate.
Jack Sparrow, yeah, mm-hmm. In actual filmage.
Mm.
Just because of, no, I'm going to say no.
Just because it goes yes, no, yes, no?
Yeah. Just because Johnny Depp, whatever.
Johnny Depp did star.
Yeah, I probably knew he would, yeah.
In a season 6 episode as surfing legend Jack Kahuna Laguna, rock on. JKL, as his friends call him, is tasked with teaching SpongeBob and his friends some totally radical surfing moves so they can surf the waves back to Bikini Bottom. Okay, next up, Emma Nolan. Did Miley Cyrus ever feature in SpongeBob SquarePants?
I feel like Miley's just too cool for everything these days, but at one point she was like a little girl, so I'm going to say she probably was a stan and had the pull to get on there, so I'm going to say yes.
I see why you would think that. That is why it was an excellent fake by me.
Damn it!
She did not.
Okay. There's the glaring, obvious error there. Miley was famously Disney and SpongeBob is Nickelodeon.
Ah, don't be a licorice, Callum. Let me have a bit
Sorry
of
Sorry for adding logic into the game.
We're not here for logic. It's SpongeBob. Did Timothy Chalamet feature in SpongeBob?
He did, yeah.
I love your confidence. No, he did not. Did Johnny Knoxville star in SpongeBob SquarePants?
Who's he?
From Jackass.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Johnny Knoxville and welcome to Jackass.
I'd imagine so.
Yes, he did. He played a character similar to his real life persona, a stump performer for the Drastic Radicals, an extreme sports team who SpongeBob and Patrick teach about the most extreme sport of all, jellyfishing.
Very
scary.
Good.
Did Kristen Wiig of Saturday Night Live and Bridesmaids fame feature in SpongeBob SquarePants?
Again, it's just so left of field. I don't know if you're that much of a Saturday Night Live fan, so I'm going to say that yes, he did.
I'm a comedian. But yes, Kristen Wiig did,
She
is a woman.
That makes sense. It is a woman. Yeah. Sorry.
No, that was very good. She played character Madame Hagfish, which is what I will ask you to refer to me as from now on. Finally, did Barry Keoghan feature in SpongeBob SquarePants?
No sign of Barry. No, I definitely would have heard it, but that he did not. He's way too cool. Are you joking me?
No Bikini Bottom for Barry. Yes.
I did see something recently. It was last week. Barry Keoghan was down in West Cork doing some kind of film festival. Did you see this?
Oh, very good.
Him and Nicola Coughlin like sitting in an old man pub just having a chat about like film.
This is Ireland.
And a very quick note. There's actually a scene in SpongeBob where his train is going to Ballymun because someone from Ballymun worked on SpongeBob. I'll find the picture.
Oh, I want to get that.
Okay.
Chris, with great technology comes great responsibility or something like that. I don't know. I'm going to bring you back. I went over my ankle a few times in quick succession. I realise I sound 87. but that was a few weeks ago now, and we're on the up and we're nearly there and all the rest. And it was in the Dublin Mountains when I had my fall. It was like I gave myself a good land now when I went over on the ankle. And I noticed the first things first on my wrist was vibrating crazy because my Apple Watch was attempting to call for help.
Oh, again, that's kind of nice.
I do sound 86. It was like...
like you have one of those alarm things around your neck.
Exactly, the panic button.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. It basically shot up. It looks like you've had a fall. Will we call for help?
Stop.
Stop this and before 10 seconds has passed and we'll ring like the guards. Be like,
oh,
I went over my ankle,
my God,
right?
Scarlet.
But look, that's just something that I noticed in my head going, I didn't even know it had that capability necessarily. It's not something that I've used before, but certainly it is a big thing and it's actually causing some problems in some situations.
Yeah.
And there's been a warning from police on the back of fans at Download Festival about the amount of emergency calls that occurred during the mosh pits.
Okay.
Now, plenty of bands that you do plenty of moshing to, such as Green Day, Sleep Token, and Korn played on
right.
the Sunday. I'd say that was pretty lethal. But previous festivals, they saw nearly 700 extra 999 calls due to vigorous dancing. Okay? They're dancing so vigorously, they're shoving and pushing each other around at these mosh pits that the phone lines are being blown up, obviously, and that's a problem for people who genuinely need the police, naturally. And the phones, these are all wearable kind of devices. So the Apple
not
Watch,
the wearables,
and the not the wearables.
Oh, I'm done.
The crash detection, misinterpret mosh pits activity as accidents. Tell me this: you're on the verge of getting yourself a smartwatch. Watch, am I right?
I mean, I kind of point blank refuse. We had a discussion on the show last week about like, is there anything to be said? But they kind of give me the ick not to bring up that old phrase again. So I don't really think.
So you don't know how many steps you get every day.
You can check that on your phone.
Ah, it's not as accurate.
What is it? How is it not as accurate?
It's not the same thing. Your phone doesn't go everywhere with you.
There's no persuading me. I'm not getting
it. I won't push it, but it just makes me. It makes me feel strange that you don't go to bed and look how many steps you did that day. That's all
no,
I do.
No.
I'd go for a quick walk to the shop and go, how many did I add on there now?
But you'd always have your phone in your pocket, no?
Okay, I suppose. But like if you're popping up and down around the office and you might leave your phone in the studio, I'm like, there are steps. I want to get them all.
I guess, yeah.
I want to catch them all. but listen, what happens here and why it's a problem is each call requires 3 follow-up attempts. So if your watch goes through to emergency services, they need to, in the UK anyway, I'm not sure what the story is here,
yeah,
to try and get back to you 3 times before giving up on that.
Oh.
So that's going to cut, like, it's just wasting
it's
a lot
huge
of resources.
Waste time if it's not, yeah, if there's nothing going on.
Obviously, we're looking ahead to some big gigs here in Ireland this summer. Olivia Rodrigo next week in Marley Park. There'll probably be a bit of moshing going on there, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but they're all 12 years old, so they're not going to, they'll be steady on their ankles.
Yeah.
Won't fall over.
True. But if they're all wearing the smartwatches, the guards here could have a mayor.
Yeah.
They're saying to enable airplane mode, disable crash or emergency alerts on devices, to answer callback calls to confirm your safety. But some people were messing about this online saying don't be moshing too hard and people saying let police focus on real crimes. But then again, as I said, the festival headliners then were pretty intense. Have you ever listened to a Korn song, Fiona?
Yeah, be pretty scary.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wouldn't feel safe. I probably would just call the guards. Just say it. Even if I was like standing outside the venue, I'd be like, I don't feel safe here.
Exactly.
Sorry, yeah.
A friend of mine I love as well. It's the most unlikely people sometimes who are into this type of music.
Mm.
I have this friend, her name is Avine, and she's like so glamorous and she's gorgeous and like, you know, she's so sweet and kind and like loves a comedy gig and loves a lovely lunch and she's so thoughtful and all the rest. She's like the epitome of just like a kind, lovely
she's
girl.
She's demure.
And she's on her headphones listening to Korn.
No way.
Oh, for a fact, all the time. Going out to the shop, she'd be blaring this
rocking
heavy metal.
Korn.
Yeah, fact.
I actually do have a t-shirt that's Korn, but it's torn and it's got a picture of Natalie and Brittany
on it.
Very
good.
Get ready. Spin 103X Golden Ticket.
Hey, yeah. Yeah, you're not living in a dream. We still have this holiday. Sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle holiday free company, want to send you to Fortaventura. We've been doing our best to get rid of this. What are you laughing at?
You said, what did you say?
I don't even know what you said.
Ireland's hassle holiday free company.
Ah. You see, we're getting delirious talking
yes,
about it.
Exactly.
To be honest with you.
Words lose all meaning.
We want to get you out of here for a week, and Gina is on to give this a lash to win it. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah. What are you up to? You sound very chirpy.
I just literally sent a message and now you're ringing me back. Oh, what's going on?
Mad how it works,
it's
this whole
crazy
radio thing, isn't it?
I'm on my way to work.
Oh,
very good.
Very good.
What do you do, Gina?
I work in a flooring company.
Good
in
on
a
you
flooring
go
company. Very good. Yeah. What are people going for these days? The laminated, the herringbone.
Yeah, herringbone.
I know, I'm embarrassed at how old I am.
I have to say, I have no idea what that is.
It's like the kind of, they like slot into each other and they're kind of diagonal.
Yeah, it's like a pattern.
I can see
Gina,
them now.
You'll sell it better than me.
They're everywhere. And
they're
Gina,
probably on the floor that you're looking at.
we're actually looking at a carpet in here. Very old school. Gina, have you been on holidays yet this summer? Have you got any plans?
I have been away. I was in Lanzarote.
Nice.
Yeah, at the start of the year. So I'm due another little bit of sun.
Yeah, for sure. That's just your base tan. And Lanzarote at the start of the year, the weather's not always too reliable.
Well, listen, we would love to send you on this holiday to Fuerteventura. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. Do you know this game? Have you heard it before?
No.
Never. Okay, well, look, let us explain to you how this whole thing works.
All right, so how it works, Gina, is we've got 5 songs and artists that are going to play within 25 seconds. Okay. If you guess the 5 songs and the artists within 25 seconds, you will win that holiday to Fuerteventura, okay? If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to tell us one artist that's on the song. Now, there's no skipping and passing, but there is a swap, okay? So if you don't know the song, you can shout the word swap and we will pause the clock and swap that song that you're stuck on. You only get one swap, so do use it wisely and you cannot swap the final song.
Okay.
You're getting it. We don't move on until you get the song and artist correct. But when you do, we'll pause the clock so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next song. Does that sound good, Gina?
Okay.
Gina, do you listen to Spin most of the time? Is that your station?
I do, yeah.
Well, then this shouldn't be a problem for you because every song that we are going to play here are songs that you'll hear on Spin, okay?
Okay.
Listen, we're wishing you the very best of luck. Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. Song 1 playing in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. You want to guess
the colour of my Billie Eilish?
Yeah.
Yes.
Underwear.
What else did she say?
Pretty.
You want to eat
pink or
see? Say swap. Showing
off my guess the colour.
Okay, very good.
Okay, listen, that's understandable because we often used to, it's a very underwear-esque song. However, the song is called Guess. You said guess the colour. That qualifies. The word guess was said. You got song one.
So, Gina, that was great. It took you 12 seconds.
I know.
So, no, but it's okay.
No.
It's okay. You were just warming up. You've got 13 seconds left for 4 songs, okay? So as quickly as you shouted out Billie Eilish last time, that was great. Just try and shout them out as soon as they come to your head.
And just remember, you have the swap as well, Gina. So if you know straight away as soon as we play the next song that you don't know it or it's going to waste too much of your time, just say swap and we'll give you something else, okay? Right, song one in the bag. Song 2 on Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Swap.
Okay, well done.
Swap.
A nice use of your swap. That is Chapel Roan and her song, The Giver.
That was great. You were in there nice and quick. So there is a brand new song too, just about to play. Gina, how are you doing?
Pressure.
I know, it's a lot, but you're doing really well. We've got a brand new song too for you. You shouted out that swap nice and quickly, so we like your chances going forward.
All right, Gina, a brand new song too, playing in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. They say the holy water's
watered down. Oh my god, my brain's lost its face.
You know it.
Our colors
will
fade. Ordinary, Alex,
it is Alex. Alex.
Alex.
Gina.
It is a lot of pressure. You were so close. It's the ordinary Alex Warren.
Warren,
do you think you would have gotten that?
No, the pressure is just
huge. Gina,
I'm always listening to these on. I would have got that. But
I know it's different when you come on, and sometimes the songs don't suit you. It is. It's the pressure, as you say.
Oh no!
But Gina, don't worry.
I don't have a holiday.
you'll have to get away. You'll have to do a little cheap and cheerful Ryanair deal. You need a bit of sun.
I know.
A break away from the herringbone.
Listen, thanks. Thanks, Mill, for playing.
Thanks, Mill.
Bye, Gina.
Take care. Bye.
Bye. 087-711-1038. That's our phone number. WhatsApp us the word golden. And a couple of you on tomorrow, hopefully winning this holiday finally.
Check this out. It's time for Fiona's final thoughts.
Let's go.
Yes, thank you and welcome in. Today on the segment, I will be shouting out a shop by name, because if you mess with me, you get blasted on the radio. H&M.
She has the power now.
Oh, I do. H&M in Dundrum. I know this will bring you down. get a mirror closer to where you have the hats. For people with big heads, you need to get a mirror closer to where you have the hats, particularly the hats that are in
Girl,
the sales section.
See it. They're downstairs.
They're downstairs. Yeah. So you go into that place where all the hats. There's like the hats
and the shoes,
gear,
and
some jeans, and what have you.
No, near a mirror. No sign of a mirror. Down there.
So you go in, you take a right. That's where like the bags, the shoes, what have you, sunnies. There's
the
sale.
Bikini.
The bikinis. Yeah, it can be quite an emotional time going into that corner. So there's a sale on at the moment. I see this denim kind of, it's kind of a bucket hat, but it's like thick. It has like a big thick rim. I'm going on my holidays in a couple of weeks. I was thinking that'd be cute.
Mm.
It's sales section. I didn't realise hats had sizes. The hat is size XS/S. Mm. Now for context.
Oh, I wouldn't even go on my nose that.
No. And I know like radio is not a visual medium. I have what can only be described as a melon head. My head's very large. It always has been. My mom still has stretch marks in the shape of the head on her stomach, which she's never shy to remind me of. But I thought, I'll give the hat a go. I have to haul my massive head from the side with the hats and stuff all the way over to the gym gear. It's a very unceremonious walk. I have to go in front of this mirror, try it on. Of course it doesn't go near me. Why would it? And then I have to march all the way back with everyone looking at me thinking,
I know, thinking, God, she's
girl.
A massive head.
Thinking, yeah. Absolute skater.
I remember the shame of doing horse riding lessons as a kid and they'd be handing you, different helmet sizes and I'd be like, no, it still doesn't fit.
Oh, no.
No, it still doesn't fit.
I'll just take the risk of brain damage to be grand.
Quite honestly, yeah, it was like XXXXL head. I have a massive head as well. The big heads on radio, what kind of a massive head as well?
We love it. Spin.
Remember when chores ran your life? Laundry meant planning your whole day around a timer. Start a load, rush home, forget, rewash, repeat. And the kitchen? Endless cookbooks and juggling ingredients. Those days are over. Now you're in charge with Samsung's new Bespoke AI appliances. The Samsung Bespoke AI Laundry Combo washes and dries in as little as 68 minutes. No transfers, no timers, no rewashing. And with the Family Hub Plus 32-inch screen built into your fridge, you've got personalized recipes, playlists, and even your favorite shows at your fingertips. And when your hands are messy, Auto Open Door makes life easier. This is home living made simple with Bespoke AI appliances. It's why Samsung is the appliance brand rated number one in customer satisfaction. Visit samsung.com/bespoke to learn more. Based on most consumer satisfaction awards, home appliance surveys, leading consumer research organization 2020 through 2024. Wi-Fi connection and Samsung account required.